You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on Tuesday, April 19th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Quite a bit of news to get you caught up on across the NFL on Tuesday. We start with the Washington Commanders, who on Monday strongly disputed claims of financial improprieties in a letter to the Federal Trade Commission, laying out the case for why there should be no investigation by the government institution. The 22-page letter rebutted allegations by former team employee Jason Friedman that the team had engaged in nefarious financial practices, impacting consumers and the NFL to increase their revenue. In addition to the letter, there were 83 pages of signed affidavits, email, and texts. This will likely be an ongoing story for the Washington Commanders, and we will keep you updated right here on NFL Daily Kickoff. Former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick is serious about wanting to return to the NFL, and he's willing to be a backup quarterback if that's what it takes to get back into the league.
If an opportunity presented itself today and they said, we want to bring you in as the backup, would you take that?
Yeah.
You'll take that.
If an opportunity... I know I have to find my way back in. Okay. So, yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such.
Kaepernick sat down with Brandon Marshall, Chad Johnson, and Adam Pacman Jones in an interview with the I Am Athlete podcast. The Cleveland Browns signed cornerback Denzel Ward to a 5-year, $100.5 million contract extension that includes $71.25 million guaranteed. At age 24, Ward is the highest paid cornerback in NFL history. And after the Deshaun Watson deal in Cleveland, the Browns have spent a total of $340.5 million in guaranteed contracts this offseason. Turner Sports announced their latest exhibition golf challenge, The Match, which will pit Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in Las Vegas. The match is set up for June 1st at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. In an NFL offseason where we've seen wide receiver contracts absolutely explode, now we're seeing 49ers star wide receiver Deebo Samuel, Titans wideout A.J. Brown, and Commander star wide receiver Terry McLaurin are all seeking new contracts, and they are not expected to participate in any on-field work during their respective teams' offseason programs. Again, we've seen those wide receiver numbers balloon over this offseason, and all three of those players have a case to be made why they should be amongst the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. The Baltimore Ravens, Carolina Panthers, Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts, Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots, New York Jets, Pittsburgh Steelers, Tennessee Titans, and the Washington Commanders all kicked off their offseason programs on Monday. 7 additional clubs will begin workouts later today. 10 teams with new head coaches got a head start on their programs in the previous 2 weeks. The Philadelphia Eagles and Cincinnati Bengals are the final two teams to begin workouts later in the month. The Indianapolis Colts officially signed veteran cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Former Defensive Player of the Year is officially a Colt. The Chicago Bears announced they have signed former Jaguars and Chiefs tight end James O'Shaughnessy to a 1-year contract. The Baltimore Ravens announced that they have signed 4 exclusive rights free agents, including quarterback Tyler Huntley, center Tristan Colon, linebacker Christian Welch, and long snapper Nick Moore. They also announced they released wide receiver Miles Boykin. This week is the final week of top 30 visits for several of the top prospects in the upcoming NFL draft. Liberty quarterback Malik Willis continues his tour this week. He visited with the Lions on Monday, and he's set to visit with the Steelers on Wednesday. Detroit picks number 2 overall. Pittsburgh, of course, picks at number 20. Kenny Pickett's also set to visit with the Lions on Wednesday. Michigan edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson visited with the Lions on Monday. Georgia defensive tackle Jordan Davis had his pre-draft visit with the Ravens, Eagles, and Cowboys last week. And the Cincinnati Bengals are hosting Arizona State cornerback Jack Jones on a pre-draft visit. The Carolina Panthers continue to do work as they gear up for the number 6 pick in the draft. UNC quarterback Sam Howell, NC State offensive lineman Ike Ekwonu, and MSU offensive lineman Charles Cross all visited with the Panthers. Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral finishes up his top 30 visits this week with the Falcons and Saints. Last week he met with the Eagles, Panthers, and Steelers. The Washington Commanders met with Notre Dame safety Kyle Hamilton on Monday. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, April 19th. If you enjoy the SB Nation NFL show, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. And as always, make sure you stay tuned for later today. It's The Oddcast with BLG and Rob Stats Guerrera. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.